A National Royal Commission into Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion has been called by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese after weeks of pressure to establish an inquiry. Defending the U-turn, the Prime Minister has said he came to this decision after discussions with the Jewish community and families of the victims of the Bondi terror attack. The rabbi of Newtown Synagogue, Eli Feldman, is part of the Chabad community, which was targeted in the attack, and was a close friend of Rabbi Eli Schlanger, who was killed at Bondi. He joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
What's your initial response to news that the Prime Minister has now called this Royal Commission?
I think there's concern, trepidation, but also relief and hope that something positive is going to come out of this moving forward.
The Prime Minister said that he listened to the community. Were you among those making representations that you wanted to see this Royal Commission?
I mean, I think that there was the Jewish community was pretty clear across the board that this is something that was wanted. And the Prime Minister heard that from a number of different directions. And I think that, as he said yesterday in the press conference, he did listen to the community and has come forward and provided this Royal Commission, which hopefully will be a point of healing and opportunity for the country to move forward in a good way.
Does his statement that he was listening justify the delay in announcing the Royal Commission?
I think that it's less, as a Jewish community leader, I'm less focused on, you know, looking at how we got here, but more focused on what are we going to do moving forward. And I think that the fact that it has been called, the fact that this gives an opportunity to really scrutinize what's happened and then allow steps to be put in place to ensure that it doesn't happen again, I think that's really the focus, and that's something that the Jewish community are looking forward to.
And do you have any specific questions that you would like the inquiry to look into?
Well, I think that the Prime Minister outlined it yesterday at his press conference. He spoke about, you know, it's anti-Semitism, but it's also social cohesion. And he spoke about light and dark. I think that's a very important point because, you know, there's two aspects to how to remedy this moving forward. The first aspect is fighting the darkness, eradicating the anti-Semitism, those factors, the radicalization, the demonization, all those things that have brought us to the point where, unfortunately, 15 people were murdered, including, as you said, friends of mine. So I think that's step number one, is to fight the darkness. But ultimately, the most powerful way to fight darkness is with light. And as the Prime Minister said yesterday, the focus of the Royal Commission is not just about getting rid of anti-Semitism, but also about promoting social cohesion and unity and love and kindness within our community and creating the type of society where these acts of darkness cannot happen. And I think that the light that Australia is looking for is in two aspects. There's the light of truth, which the Royal Commission will do. We'll shine a light of truth as to the steps that happened moving towards this particular terrible attack, how the environment that was around what happened, and as the head of ASIO was saying, the temperature that had risen to the point where this terrible thing could happen. But in addition to the light of truth, there's also the light of kindness and the light of love and the light of positivity, which needs to combat that darkness. You know, those two terrorists, those two messengers of darkness who came the other day to Bondi Beach and wreaked havoc and destroyed lives, the way to combat that is with messengers of light. And I think the community understands that. The community stepped up. The New South Wales government launched a campaign, a mitzvah campaign, which is, mitzvah is a Hebrew word for good deeds. And the idea basically is encouraging all citizens in our country. And that campaign's been supported by the Prime Minister himself. He posted it on his Twitter feed, the Governor General. Encouraging all Australians to step up and do good deeds, which many have. I mean, the lines outside the opportunity for people to donate blood and people getting up and supporting the victims and their families, you know, all those types of acts of goodness and kindness is really the antidote to all that darkness.
Initially, when Anthony Albanese said that he wouldn't call a royal commission, one of the reasons the government gave was that it could platform anti-Jewish hate and in so doing re-traumatise or further traumatise the community. Do you think that is a risk?
I think that the community overwhelmingly wants this royal commission, no question about it, because it gives the opportunity to for people in the community who've been through all types of anti-Semitism over the last couple of years, whether it's the doxing of professionals, whether it's the harassment of people on the streets. You know, it's been really hard to be a Jew in Australia, you know, the last couple of years. And I think that the Royal Commission will provide a voice for all those people in the Jewish community who've felt traumatized, felt harassed, and give them the opportunity to share their stories and discuss with Australia how we can make sure that doesn't happen again.
And in the wake of the attack, have you seen any efforts at grassroots level to try and combat anti-Semitism?
Yeah, as I outlined before, I have, and I think it's been wonderful. I've been down at Bondi Beach, and the amount of people that have come down to bring flowers and to show their solidarity and their support. People from different faiths. You have Christians, you have Muslims, you have Buddhists, you have people of faith and of no faith. Australians of all walks of life have come to show their support. And it's not just at Bondi Beach, but it's outside the synagogues and really any identifiable Jewish place, whether it's in a Hanukkah menorah in a shopping center. You know, people are really showing their support, and not just in acts of love by bringing flowers and writing poems and notes, which is really special. But in actual actions, you know, there's a website, supportsydney.org, and that website is about raising money for the victims and their families, and many millions of dollars have been donated by everyday Australians. And of course, I encourage all your listeners to get on that website and continue to help support those victims and their families, supportsydney.org. But in addition to that, as I outlined before in the mitzvah campaign, you have people stepping up and doing just everyday acts of kindness within their own communities, within their families, within their friends, to really bring more light to this world. That's what we need. You know, those messengers of darkness came on the first night of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is about adding light and bringing more light to the world and kindling those candles. And we need to just not just kindle candles on the candelabra, but we need to kindle the candles of our hearts and our souls. And Australians are doing that, and may they continue to do that by increasing in acts of goodness and kindness and really stepping up to the best of what Australia is about, which is, you know, fair go, mateship. And it's really based on the Judeo-Christian ethic, the fact that every single human being is created in the image of God. I think that we're definitely a country that can live up to those beautiful goals.
Rabbi, Eli Feldman from Newtown Synagogue, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Barbara. God bless you.